this year. I hope the committee section will do better next time. They should bring those things in. Okay? With that, can we then open the meeting? This is our first meeting for the year 2010. And I just hope that all members had time to bond with their beloved families a little bit. What, 2-3 weeks or so? And I had to start with the constituency work in January, and now here we are. Just to say that I think we've got item 3 as an item that we're going to talk to. I would like to welcome our member who's here from the. Is it David who?
Ross.
Okay. Well, Honorable David Ross to the committee, and hope that we'll have a good time with you, and you'll cooperate with this committee and work with us very well, and we hope that we'll enjoy this committee. I'm sure that one, we'll enjoy this committee, and hope that we'll work as a team with you. Then we'll talk to the other issue then as the next item. So far, we've got only one apology here. It is the apology from the minister. She's not able to join the. She wanted to join the first portfolio committee this year, but she still ended up in Pretoria with the bilaterals with her counterpart from another country. I don't know which country. So she's not here. That is the only apology from members. There's no apology. I hope those that are not here will forward, or they are still on their way here, or whatever. I don't know. At last, 2010 is here, eh? We've been talking about 2010 is here now. And we hope this is going to be an exciting year, hosting of the World Cup, etc. But I must say, we congratulate the Egyptians for winning the African Cup, Orange African Cup of Nations, for the third time now in succession. And I think in terms of the FIFA rules, they have to have the cup. It is their cup. They are not going to give it away. But that is a good way of doing things. We hope that we can learn from them and deal with our squad better. The final was yesterday, I'm sure. Those who managed to watch it was an exciting game up to the end. And also what they did for the closing. I hope those that are working with our team for the opening and closing of the World Cup must have taken a bit of what they did. It was a good type of opening and closing that I've seen. Different a little bit from the others. So with that, I think we can then move to the third item. The third item, we said we need to dedicate it then to pay tribute to our late member, Jacoba Smith, who was a member of this committee at the fourth parliament, and we sadly missed him during last year, just after we began from parliament, and it was really sad. I mean, to get such news at that time. And we hope that God will be with us. Not that the disabled must not go, but we are all, I mean, that is where we go, all of us. But death is death. You will never get used to death. No matter how many times, but you will never get used to death. It's always painful, and we suffer a great deal. We have wanted to attend the funeral, but there were lots of other mishaps that happened. And I was not going to attend because of the two problems that I had at the time. But also there were members working to attend Lau and Chabeling and Khadere, but there was a problem with the bookings, airline not paid for, they wake up to get a 6 o'clock flight, they have to turn back, the tickets are not paid for, and such things, I mean, to me, they are totally unacceptable. And I hope, Committee Secretary, you have taken that into account. We must never, ever experience such thing. It's just an embarrassment of Parliament's administration or logistics that you cannot do that. You get married once in life, not twice or thrice. You can get married 6 or 10 times. No, you can. You can get married 2, 3, 4, 6 times, like Queen Elizabeth, whatever, that excellent Taylor, who got married I don't know how many times. But death, I mean, yes. But death, you only, I mean, it once. As such, we don't think that should happen. Anyway, we're represented by the committee secretary, who managed to, and then represent the portfolio committee there. And Honorable Mutau, yes, because he's part of this team. Though they come from the same party with the legislature, but he comes from this team. We thank you for also having time to attend that and represent the portfolio committee. We really, really thank you from the bottom of our hearts, all of us as the committee. And as well as the rep from the ministry, the parliamentary liaison, represented the ministry at the funeral. And they managed to send the resume and the card as the committee. And we hope that that then managed then to deal with their bereavement at the time. We then had this time then for the committee then to pay the tribute to the late member. But I must say that after that, we issued the statement. I'm not sure whether you read the statement. But on behalf of the committee is what we have done with the committee secretary. It reads as follows. The Portfolio Committee on Energy learned of the death of one of its members, Mr. Gilbert Smith, with great sadness and shock. Mr. Smith had been with the committee since the beginning of the fourth parliament earlier this year, and as a member of the official opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, he played a major role in the committee's work, always presenting his inputs in an informed and forthright manner. It is clear to us that his passing will leave a huge void within the committee. Parliament has indeed lost one of its most committed members. Our heartfelt condolences go out to his family, the Democratic Alliance, and friends during this difficult time, issued on behalf of the Portfolio Committee by the Chair. So this is what we could do at that particular time. And yes, it is indeed, it is a loss. But we hope that we'll be able then to make sure that we can let his legacy stay on. I mean, it was a short time that he was a member of this committee, but he contributed quite a lot in terms of all the issues. He was not thumb sucking. He used to bring his laptop, talk about something quickly, and then raise the hand. But Chair, the information here says this. Why is this and all that? So we'll miss that. And we hope that his spirit then will rest in peace. We'll allow for members then to do whatever they want to do. Then we'll then end with the moment of silence, just to respect his role in this committee. Parliament normally do this also exercise, but I'm not sure. Maybe it will be after the State of the Nation address. We'll be advised. Accordingly, so that we can do it as Parliament. But we also lost the former Minister of Health, so I'm sure they'll do two at once. I'm not sure how they'll do it. But also parties as well. I know from the ruling party, we normally do our own, where we invite other political parties to participate. I'm not sure in terms of the Democratic Alliance whether you do that. If you do, can you inform us when are you going to do that, if you are doing it, and then so that we can attend, pay invitation. If we are invited, we hope we are one team here in Parliament. They'll be able to participate. Can I then hand over to the members then to pay their respect or tribute? I've already said mine quickly. Not all, but at least I said what I believe he was. But he respected the Chair very much. I must say that. He was a disciplined member of this committee. Raises issues as false as it is, but at the end of the day, he did have that part that chairperson is chairperson. So I hope that's going to be the same with the Honorable Ross. I hope it's going to be the same with Honorable Ross as a member of this committee now. Thanks. Over to you. I've got Slough, Matibela, and inshallah begin that order and look at Ross and then Dexter.
Chair, I wouldn't wish to say much, as I think more and more tribute has been given of the fallen hero. Just one of the interesting things that used to happen is that he used not only to be my colleague here, but he, funny, belonging to the DA, he used to be my friend, outside of political meetings. One of the things we used to argue around as we are having our glass of wine and dining was that he never knocks off. I used to say to him, look, there are times when we must talk about the debates of the portfolio committee. But when the chairperson says the meeting is out, it means the meeting is out. And we used to have that debate quite a lot, and but he never stopped. He continued to every time want to take out his laptop, like you have said, even when we are in a bar. He was a friend indeed. I remember when we were in Mozambique, I even had to leave the company because he was not stopping. It was sad news for me to hear that my friend has passed away. It is unfortunate that I have not been able to go through to the Free State to bury him. But we, as you said, we will find him ahead of us. Possibly he shall have prepared a platform for us to continue our debates. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I must also say I'm paying my condolences to his family and his party. I've known him in the Third Parliament. He used to be a hands-on person. He used to be everywhere. Even when we can't get in with an invitation, but he used to manage to go there. He was all over. And what always made me to laugh was during the time when we are in the committee like this, we would agree on a report. But once we go inside the house, then he will be a completely changed person. I remember I once asked him, but why? We were together there and you agreed with everything what we were saying. He said, look, I cannot agree with the cabinet of the ANC. That is not my cabinet. I'm not there. So really, he was a pleasant person to work with and to deliberate with. He knew his stories. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, his Duke of Matches did a miracle for me. I've watched Smith at a distance, and at first glance I did not like him. Yeah. And I had my perceptions about him, you know. Until one day I wanted to light a cigarette and he had a box of matches, and I went to him and said, without even uttering a word, he took out his box and lit my cigarettes. We are the only two smokers. That's when I realized this man, I've got to walk a mile with him. And in that process of smoking, we talked, and I realized that no, this man is a gentleman, you know. He's a person you can talk to. He's a person you can confide in. And as time went, then we were talking, you know, and one thing led to the other. And I realized that some years ago, we fought in the same war. Of course, different fronts. You know, we were holding different rifles, different uniforms. And that time it was an FN, actually, before the Air Force. You know, he was carrying an FN that time. And I think that has brought me much closer to him. Because he'll keep on saying, I was on the wrong side of that war. and I think that cemented our relationship. Smith, to me, after discovering his military, the military part of his life, I felt that we lived the same lives. And we got even much, much closer. When we were in PE, I think we went to the... Yeah, the Kuha. We sat in my room until very late, and he started dozing. And I left him there, but when I woke up, he was gone. Now, that's how close we became, and it's within a very short period of time, because this is my first time in Cape Town, and, you know. I must say I was really hurt when I heard about his passing, and I wanted to go to his funeral just to salute him for the last time. You know, it was just unfortunate. I was at the airport 5:45 in the morning, which meant I woke up at 4:00. You know, only to be told that my ticket wasn't paid. You know, you can't bury a person twice. Those who went to his funeral, I was with them in spirit. I'm not a very religious person, but I know there is a God, and I hope that his spirit is with him, because he believed in God. He was a true Christian. And whenever we talk, I say, oh, Jesus, my shit. And we say, oh, my God, you can't say that. Those two don't go together, you know. And I believe that he was a true Christian, man. Thanks a lot, Jefferson.
Thank you, Jefferson. I'm saying it's... I must agree that when you first saw him, he had a veil over him. You couldn't think until you start communicating, and then you realize. And then one thing we must accept is that we're all here. We're all going to die. We are here on a journey. And I think what we should learn from this is that we mustn't speak well of people when they're dead. We must try and do that while we're still alive. And one of the things that has happened to, I've been very fortunate with the Minerals and Energy, when it was still Minerals and Energy, the relationship has always been good. My sister here will tell you, we travel, we go all over, there's this open. And I hope we can learn that from Elizabeth. One has now to think of the family who's left behind. So those are the people who suffer. And I hope there will be some sort of taken care of. I think the party should look at that more seriously. And he was a serious, hardworking, and dedicated member. So I hope God will bless him well. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you let the DA go last.
You
always
want to come back?
We can do last.
Thanks, Jen. I think my colleagues have expressed most of the things that we wanted to say. But obviously, like everybody else, we were shocked when we heard the news. I did contact the leader of the DA, and we did pass our condolences. But I must say, we're very grateful to you, Chair, for the message that you released. I think it really captured everything that we wanted to say. And obviously we'll remember him with fondness. He was a very hard-working person, formidable intellect, and very diligent. I'm sure we'll all miss him. But of course we welcome his colleague, you know, equally. I'm sure he'll fill his shoes as best as he can. Thanks, Chief.
Say, of
Comedy. From the ANC side, I really want to say that the loss of the DA was the loss of the ANC as well, and particularly this portfolio committee. And as the first time I'm in this portfolio committee, I must say that I was learning a lot the way he's dealing with issues, in particular ESCOM. So, in his absentee, and also I want to say is that he leaves his family behind, his wife and his kids, but I think he leaves also a good legacy to his family, but also to all South Africans, that how that you must stand by your position. If you say that is right, and that is right. They said it's wrong, it's wrong. And it was him. So I really say from the ANC side that I hope he's in the hands of God as we created from the earth. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen, for the opportunity. I'll be very brief because I think Mr. Matao will speak the final word on the issue. I would just like to say I live in the same constituency where Kobus is residing, and I will now be the Member of Parliament conducting a service to the constituency, where we will, of course, miss him terribly. But I'd like to say the big word of today of thank you for everybody for the beautiful words of condolences, and also the efforts made by members across the board from political parties to attend the funeral. Wake up at 4 o'clock and trying to attend a friend's funeral, it shows respect, it shows dignity to the late passed away person, and we do appreciate that. So the words of thank you is just very, very important, especially the letter written to the family, and it was very beautifully presented at the funeral from this committee, and I think the constituency appreciated that very much. Then about the qualities of Kobus Schmidt, with his laptop and all his wonderful competencies. I know there's big boots to fill, and I'm very privileged to be taught by Mr. Matthaus some of the intrigues of this energy committee. But I'd just like to say that Kobus always spoke very fondly of this committee. And when he briefed us down in the Free State, he was very proud of this committee, and it's such a privilege for me to also fill his shoes and be part of this committee. In the final analysis then, Madam Chair, thank you very much for the beautiful words of condolences from this committee. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just to say the sentiment expressed here really encapsulates who this guy was. Yeah. So we came to know him the way he was. I remember two things about him, and that's why you're going to have a tough time. He was a hard working man, very hard working, and he smoked a lot. So you know, the last part you can forget the other way, but to say thank you. Thank you to the portfolio committee. And you know, when you get into a place like this, I mean, I don't know if you guys have been to Guinness, and it's this place in the middle of nowhere, you know, it's this little dust in the world. And you find there, and you're sitting there with a lot of people, and those who were there will know what happened, what was said about this guy. I mean, he was a good man. He was a good man. So you walk in there and you see a colleague, you know, I see Peter Pornham, and ah, that's good, I'm home. And I'm sure he felt the same way. So we really appreciated that. And I think the leader actually made this clear that whatever support came from Parliament, from this committee, from the members who were there, was really well appreciated. Thank you very much. Yeah, he was a teacher, and yeah. He adopted a school. He changed the school in Denison. I mean, the things he did were unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me the wisdom of the first
teacher. He was, yes.
Yeah, he was a okay. Can we then observe a moment of silence just to... Thank you.
very much. We've had all the secrets, man. and you know better now. Whoever we've been speaking, I think, on the day, we have much more points to talk about. Unlike before. Thank you very much, Mr. Motel. Your mic is on there.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
It wasn't for ESCOM people, you didn't even know it.
And it was very vocal. Okay. The next item is the last item, by the way, before you go to announcement. It is the consideration before we adopt a draft annual program of the committee. Myself and the committee secretary worked on the 5-year program. Ne? I'm sure we got a framework. And then we said we want to do some other things, I think from 2009 up to 2014. That is the term. So within that, then we then drafted this particular program, assisted by the management committee, by the way. We have the management committee. I'm not sure whether we introduced it before or what. The management committee comprised of myself as chair, two members, Tinto and Motau, and Motau is on my lips. Sure.
Love it.
I like him or I love him. You say I love him. Now, that is career meeting for you to say that to the chair. I like all of you. Why do you think I love him? It's loud, yeah? Okay. It's Tinto and Flower, and then the committee secretary, as well as the whip of the committee, and then who else? The parliamentary liaison for officer. To have the management team in place. That is the team that you work with then to make sure that you can then deal with the problem. Roughly as we look at it, we tried to deal with them with the priorities for this year. We start today, consideration of this particular program after discussion will then follow. And then we go Petro SA, as you know, we said we go to Petro SA this year. We aim to go to Petro SA last year. But because of the shutdown, during the shutdown, it went up till about November period. And then we said we started it this year, 2010. It's the first one, following the workshop that we had in Gordon's Bay, just to get a brief into this particular sector and what is it that we're dealing with. So that as we deal with the oversight, we'll get much more clearer. What are these institutions like? How are they operating? Then we can exercise our oversight role fully. So this is the continuation then where we started last year. We went to Kuhane in the Eastern Cape, in Port Elizabeth. And then we postponed this leg. So we are finalizing this Petro SA now, plan visit. And then we're supposed to do CF. Or continue. We were asked by the chief people of the ruling party then to make the force available for members to have a workshop. And also, he said he consulted with the other chiefs of other parties for the fourth and for the ninth, I think, or tenth, just before the State of the Nation address, because there's those two requests. Hence, then we'll go to NEXA. We'll go to Petro SA tomorrow morning and then come back. On the 3rd, have the workshop on the caucus on the 4th, né? And then leave then afternoon on the 4th, then do NEXA and PBMR, and then we'll find a date on the CF. We'll try and look at the problem again and see where to fit in staff so that we can do it before the budget process starts and the annual report. And then we are trying to get this MITI training off the ground, because it's also one of those that will arm us as members to understand this industry better. We hope that we'll do it on the 8th to the 12th of March. We're putting out the funding issue based on the conflict of interest if one of the whatever entities are funding us, etc., and all that. But we hope we'll finalize this soon. And then till then with the SON issues and the direction of the department 16 March. 25 March, then we consider the report. Then it's constituency period. Then the rest then is after the constituency period is all those that we believe we can start with and prioritize them, including the international visits that we have to plan. Not forgetting that Parliament's rules or procedure is that you take two international visits of study tours in 5 years, which we said we are not going to follow. We can't be an active in Parliament with that. And two internal, domestic oversight, two per annum is too little, I mean, to deal with oversight work. We need more than that. Depending on the budget we have, we normally be given less budget. We scramble around and all that, but we hope that we'll be able to fundraise if possible and be able to deal with our mandate. So roughly, that is that. We are left with about 230,000 left. Over 300,000 that we have. And I've told the committee secretary that we must use all of that money. We cannot leave even 50 rand behind. So as we make an argument for more money, we have spent the money that we have. So it is nice we'll then go back to CF and identify other stakeholders that use that money so that it can be used profitably, as well as using it for other oversight work that we might think of as members. Last year, it was quite good. You came up with a lot of the places and whatever to deal with. So we welcome even those again in 2010 so that we can fit in into it. So this is a draft as of now. Until then, you deliberate on it and then be able to place whatever you want. All of this, I think, is based on the manifesto of the ruling party and except for all the issues that we have to deal with as members of parliament beyond that. So I don't think we have sneaked in something that is not related to the committee.
No nationalization of the
No, you can see that they're not putting anything on nationalization as of now. Philip! Okay. I think that is the brief. Then we'll get the logistics then afterwards. We've got copies for you here for security and others. Those are joining us in that. I think we know that we've got a committee. It's called the Ad Hoc Committee on Service Delivery, led by the chair of the, what is the new name of local government? Cooperative something and traditional affairs. So they said they work with some members from the different committees that are affected by service delivery. So we are one of the committees. I know that from a committee, we seconded SLAW to represent us there, but Nshabele also sits there representing the land and rural. Mutau as well, I was told that you have been seconded by the TA to sit in that committee. So all in all, you've got three. I'm not sure whether IEP has sent one.
We have
seven from the DA. So you're one of the seven. Tere Lucas, are you not one of the members?
Just started today.
Oh, okay. No, but it has been sitting from last year.
Oh, no.
And they are now going to call for hearings tomorrow.
That's right.
And so they'll not be joining us to Petro SA, I believe. But it's up to, I don't know how you structured that.
Yeah, and as I told you, probably will have to meet the visit to Petro SA.
Then join us for NEXA and PBMR because that one is Friday now.
Yeah.
Okay. We thank you then that you'll join us.
For me, Petro SA is also good because.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so that is then that, and I hope that they'll represent our views very well in that ad hoc committee and also feedback then afterwards to us and to the issues. Fortunately, the EDI is sending Musi, Mujelo Musi, to be part of that committee because they felt that after reading it on the press, they felt that they are relevant, agency that deals with a lot of own energy, especially the electricity part of it. So they are going to join that committee. He'll be here then tomorrow, and there will be hearings. I'm not sure how he's going to cover the provinces, because afterwards he'll go to provinces, isn't it? Yeah. So if we can then, take into account that. We'll come with the logistics then afterwards of Petro SA and the program. Any comments on the program? Mr. Lucas?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's something that I think is very current, and this is the tariff of Eskom and the hearings they've been having. I'm not sure how we could work in that we could also, so we could understand what the communities are saying, because this will assist. And we must, I think, for me, I'm talking for myself, we need to know what ISKCOM is really thinking about, because when you go out to the constituencies, it's a war. And I understand it because people can't afford it, there's unemployment, some areas have just got electricity now. Those are the first ones that are going to be cut down. So I think we should try and see how we can maneuver.
I'm just members pointing out to the chairperson that NERSA has made a special request, which sounded pretty urgent. We got a request yesterday from them because they'd like to brief the chairperson on that process. So then the chairperson, based on this request, will then perhaps guide the committee on how we can then take it forward for briefings either now or later.
Thanks, Chair. Two things. I think I'm quite happy if they come and brief you, but given the nature of these issues and the way it's been of such public importance, I find it very difficult to believe that they can't schedule a meeting with us to come and brief the entire committee. So I'd want to request that. And then secondly, I have a question. The members' training, you're saying, runs from the 8th of March to the 12th, but the problem is that will be the Thursday, which is caucus day. So can we just be advised, can we structure it around the caucus as well? So because we'll have to come back to town on the Thursday and then go back to Kellerton. It seems a bit...
The point, because I think it will apply to most of the members. They'll lose out on their party caucuses. Rather, we can start on a Monday, which is the party day, that we can negotiate with other parties to have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wait? What is it? It is a 5-day course, I believe. That it is a course that is accredited afterwards. Then you get the certificate. I don't know how powerful is that certificate. Is it a certificate of attendance or whatever? But I don't think it's a degree level. Or whatever. But it's something. It's something. Otherwise, we can work out with them, maybe to stagger it if possible. But if not, then we see how best we get the five days. Or if you're prepared to work on a Saturday, 1 weekend, maybe cover that in 4 days. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. And then we miss church just once. It's not a big deal, no? You still attend church services and whatever.
Then you will be buying.
Let's try to work it out along those lines. I think it will help us then that we have the 4 days or 5 days structured in that form. It can be five, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when finish is 5 days. Then we come back. Okay? Now, Chair, you know, the reason why we wanted to have this workshop outside of Parliament is exactly that members would want to go in and out of the training. But that training, they are very strict. They need members to be there for 5 days, if it's 5 days. So I just wanted us to know that.
Any problem will be the Thursday. Yeah. Other than that, I'm fine.
I've been in this committee for a while, and one of the things that does do not happen very easily, is these trips which we had to take. I think for all the years, the minerals and energy just seems to, when it comes to them, there's no money. Every time, it just seems, when it comes to the, it just says this thing. And then you see other portfolios going 2-3 times. And so I think we need to consider this and put our foot down and say, hey, we need this, we need to do it.
No, we'll try our level best, I think, to fight with the chair of chairs. I mean, to allocate money to us. Let me try that fight and see the battle. If I lose the battle, I'll come back to the eight. I've tried my level best. Can you jack me up? But I'll try and use my negotiating skills, ne, from the trade union specific deck. I'll rope him in if I've got a problem. As a former trade unionist, yes, Philip?
I've
sure. At times I think we have to fund it, but the problem with Parliament is that the policy on funding, they rely too much on conflict of interest. And at times it's just not there. I mean, people are just creating things that they think members are easy to be lobbied for something else. And that's not the case, I argue. With the church, why do you just put a blanket in that you think Sasol can host us? Because I understand they wanted to do this for the Mozambique trip to see the gas pipelines, whatever. And they feel that's a conflict of interest. I mean, I say, how do you say that's a conflict of interest? We know what you are here for, and we need a partnership. Parliament alone cannot budge. With all the needs we have and a developmental state, we need then to have that, but we know where we stand. That's why I can't come back and say, but you pass this legislation according to this because we funded you. That we're not going to allow. But that is part of the problem then, of funding.
I must say that we shareholders in the
most of the chairs have the same problem, that conflict of interest, whatever, and things, etc. They misinterpret it. Conflict of interest. Yeah, no, we will try to make it in the fourth parliament, I think, an issue that we deal with once and for all. Dexter?
No, Chair, I just wanted to say, I don't know if I'm speaking on behalf of the other opposition parties, but we hope the ruling party will use its majority now to sort this issue out. Because the problem doesn't sit with us, the conflict of interest thing. You're the majority there on the committee thing. I think you must put a motion, say we've discussed it as a committee, go to the other chairs. The only party that can stop you is the ANC. So we look forward to a positive response.
Dexter, come on.
I'm serious.
No, but I'm also serious. This is an issue that is not party politicking. I think we need to deal with it either with the. We agreed as we opened last year. We must be robust. We are an activist parliament. We do whatever thing that we have to do. So surely it's for us then to put that in action. And we'll do that. But also think that your support as well is needed. But we'll do a bit as members of the ruling party to put that forward. To us, we must listen to what the president said. Activist parliament. So the activist parliament can't be the one that is talking conflict of interest here and there, whatever things have money. So we are all in one here. Let's try to see within the, together we can do more.
Oh, well, I wanted just to emphasize that I think it's not about the ANC only, because at the end of the day we'll find the DA on the newspapers or Cope in the newspapers accusing the ANC of, you know, influencing this thing. That's why we must be able to have this collectivism. So at the end of the day, we don't find anyone going to the newspapers or papers and laying accusations to the organization, which is leading this country. We understand that the others, you know, I'm just raising this so that at least one could be able to understand. So that at least Honorable Ross won't take your virginity off the newspapers, but take it in the office.
Okay, all right. So, no, I think we do have now, I mean, we have the consensus. all of us want to deal with this thing, and we must be robust and be out there. Then I'm also proposing the 9th February, if you look at your program, you say that we must consider adopt committee minutes and reports. I think let's leave the 9th, because it is the week of the State of the Nation address, that one. And you must leave your peace to prepare whatever your garments and clothing and whatever. And then, because also the management committee need to process this before they come here. In order that we avoid this thing of collecting ease, here, whatever thing, that waste time. So rather, let's free the 9th up to from now, then we'll see where to take it. But please, you must try to have the minutes or whatever adopted, either bi-monthly or quarterly. Not this thing of last year thing, we've even forgotten as to what was the discussion at the portfolio committee meeting. We'll try and change that particular system.
Yes.
And then we'll have then at the other time then that we can put it on the 16th if you want, or the following meeting. But I think the 16th of now is still appropriate.
Yeah.
That we then deal with that. Then you have a peace of mind at least for next week, ne? The briefing on the liquid petroleum gas. Let's put it for now. We can see whether we can put either NEXA or NEFSA to come. I think that thing can it is a priority, yes, but we need more urgently. Maybe we can talk to NEFSA to come and brief us on the 16th. Yeah, NEFSA can come and brief us on the 16th, or we can see whether we take the CF. Let us be flexible. I'm sure if there are changes, then we'll come back to you. But I think you give us that mandate as the management committee to just, where possible, make changes, and then we are practical. All right. That's it on the program. And that included in the report. Ne? It's last minutes, or what here? Or it is a program. The minutes are not here, but I've also put them as part of the program. That you have to do with it, including the report. The Mozambique one, the Washington one, we participated with Mutau there. And then we participated also the climate change report. They'll come. We are waiting for other chairs then to have it, like we must have a joint meeting to give the report back. But people who participated there, it was late after we closed. It was myself, the chair of environmental affairs and tourism, not tourism, not cut into another committee, water and environmental affairs. From the NA, those are the two chairs that participated, and NCOP, one chair, and chair of chairs, and Babela. Opposition parties, it was LAFMO, who was standing in for the TA as a delegate. Morgan, I think, said LAFMO can attend. And then we've got Ndude, who was representing CO. And then for the smaller Anyana parties, all of those that left, Lance Kwele. Is it Kwele? Lance Kwele was represented them. Then that was a team of the MPs that took part in the climate change conference. It was not a nice conference, but it was an accord that was agreed upon. It's not a politically binding per se, but that is that. So we'll then convene that. Also, it might temper into our program if we can get a common date for all the committees to have one report back, like as it did with the hearings. It was an interview, so we wish to do that as well. Just call those stakeholders, call all the committees, then we give a report back. And then, so we hope that we also debate this in the House, so that is not an issue that is left there to Copenhagen. There's so much that we can do as energy in particular. And we've got a lot. And we are hosting COP17. We went to COP15. COP16 is in Mexico this year. We hope that we can try to get more representation from other committees like us to have more and all that in the environment. And COP17 will be hosted by South Africa. It has been agreed as this meeting finalized. We are hosting COP17 in 2011. So the challenge is we must also take them to site visits on what they have done. The venue that we use, Bella Center, in Copenhagen, is what is energy efficient and use solar panels and whatever, all sorts of. They also took some members to wind farms who couldn't. It was full. All the site visits were full. But they are one of the. Denmark is one of the countries that have surpassed their commitments in terms of being energy efficient. So that's why maybe we'll try to see how can we organize a study visit for the portfolio committee to Copenhagen to go and see, because we missed on those side visits. But to us, I think it's one of the priorities I want to push, that we can afford every member of this committee to be part of. But yeah, we did our best for 2 weeks. The cold, snowing, and whatever. That's it. Can we come then to Petro? Oh, okay. Can we then move then into, if there's no more discussions or additions, can we then move on adopting the program then? Dr. Moose. Mutau and Khadir in second. Okay. Can we then deal with the logistics of, I hope all of us are going there tomorrow. Yes, I'm going.
Unfortunately, I'm serving on minerals too, and the mining in Darwin is taking place. So I'm spending a lot of time there.
Okay, those are leaving. I think we are booked in the morning. I'm not sure the flight whether it's done or whatever. Well, what time is the flight? 10 to 10. So we must leave our packs. I'm sure they phoned you guys, those who are going. We leave then in the morning. Please don't miss the flight because the flights to that side to George are not so many, like Cape Town, Joburg.
It's a good thing we are not all going, but we're going early.
No, early is fine, and we'll pray. We'll pray that we don't get a crash, whatever. No, but Philip, really but wait.
I'll represent you all.
And then there's a draft program. Peter, did you make the copies of the draft program? Peter?
Yes.
Draft program, or Peter, what do you say? Oh, okay, all right. Everybody has got that copy. It's the draft that we're working on. We believe that it is the correct one. We said less time for presentations. We want to do the oversized work and visit the area better. Less time just for briefings, then much more time on the field, because this is what we want to see. And the dinner, I hope you'll enjoy the dinner. And but please, for tomorrow, protective clothing is here now. They are giving you. You must have your shoes that are not high heel shoes for ladies. Shoes that are okay, like no, you are doing field work, so don't be like you're coming to Parliament. I mean, with your two piece and your heels, you must wear nicely, like whatever. Shoes like your nice techies, whatever. No, they said it should be closed shoes, like. No, your foot, it should not be safe. And then you must have trousers. In fact, they are requesting even the ladies can have trousers because they are going to, so they don't recommend dresses and two-piece. No, a jean is fine. You are quite fine with a jean and whatever, you'll be okay. And then your shoes were taken and whatever. So don't bring your cameras there because they'll use their cameras and they'll forward the pictures. They're saying the cameras interfere with some of the systems. We leave our cell phones there at the gate, then we move on. So they said, don't worry much about bringing it inside, but you can have your camera for whatever if you want to take elsewhere. Yeah. So I think that is that. We believe that you want to miss the flight, you'll be on time at the airport. If not, then you'll make your own arrangements there and won't pay for the money of the taxi and others. Make sure you've got your ID or driver's license, something that can identify you with the ID number, sir. And what? Passport, whatever, I'm sure. Yeah, then we'll come back. If you don't have the ID, you've got the passport. Philip, if you don't have the ID, you've got the passport, too. It's something of that they can identify you with. So that is that. Then we'll come back on the 3rd, ne? Then let us get to go back. There's a plus alcohol testing is 5. No, man. Wait. Number 5 is important.
Yeah.
Alcohol testing is compulsory for everyone entering the heliport. Mm. But But they made a special relaxation of number 5. But they're not encouraging members to come there. But they're keeping the balance. And also because we're going to dinner on the 2nd. Till very late, there'll be entertainment and others. Please take, but don't take for the morning. That one tip, that is, and we don't want to get people that cannot move. And now it says honorable members. Just the thing, and 2 days if you want to have, but not too much. Next, but they are going to relax the testing. And I said, yeah, it's fine. Honorable members, no, don't do that. They are honorable members. Okay. So that is that, and is there anything, Peter?
No, Chair. If there is, of course, we've been calling members one by one on individual
collaboration. Okay, hoping that will be there on time at the airport. Please, if you miss whatever, it's your own thing now to book your other flight and whatever, it's not us. Do things like tomorrow and also for next week. We hope the same. And times must be adhered to, especially for the third. We wake up very early in the morning. We are there to work. I don't think people say, can't we start an hour later? There's no such. If you want to go on holiday, you've got your vouchers, can organize the holiday. Please, here it's work related. Let us try to be disciplined and be on time. If we said we leave at 6, you're not there, you come 10 past 6, you'll find your own way there. I hope, I'm talking to others. Eh? It is not nice, I think, to... You've been good, I think, for PE and others. So I hope it will be good also for the remainder of the year and all that. Thank you. The meeting stands again. Until. Okay. Internet weapon. Everybody has my golden. Except for the cloud. Everything in the town. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.